Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tauscher out this week. ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wilde is in. You dry out yet? My goodness, it rained and rained during Packers training camp practice yesterday. Monsoon-style rain, and they stayed outside, Wilde.
Yeah, never seen anything like it. So this is year 29 for me. I think there's two others that have done this longer. Tom Silverstein from the Journal Sentinel, who I think started in 89, and Pete Doherty from the Press Gazette, who started in 93. And the three of us were talking once we were no longer quite as waterlogged. And I don't think any coach during any of our tenures has ever kept the team practicing outside when the rain was that. I mean, it was nonstop for an hour. And there wasn't lightning, so I guess that was the reasoning. But I'm a helicopter parent. Tausch knows that better than anybody. He gives me a hard time about it. But I'm also a helicopter beat writer. And the whole time I'm thinking, God, what if all you need is one guy to slip, and it doesn't, I'm not saying like an ACL tear, but like slippery grass, suddenly you got a groin pull or a hamstring pull from somebody who's really important. I was surprised, and I know the players were very surprised that they stayed out there through the whole storm.
What do you suppose the point was? Is this like a character builder? Here you go, young men. Good. Why did you experience this? I mean, what was the deal?
Just make sure that the media was miserable. I'm sure part of
you know what, man? You know, we wouldn't put it past them.
And that I got ridiculed because I had a really nice poncho and my umbrella from the 1996 hockey Final Four. I was being called by my colleagues a soccer mom. I looked like a soccer mom at his kids' games, which I didn't appreciate, but I've been called worse, and I was drier than the rest of those knuckleheads. So I was pretty happy about that. Look, I do think that Matt LaFleur's thought process was, A, they didn't expect it to last as long as they did. Maybe if he had a do-over, he would change it. We'll ask him this morning. But B, hey, football's played in adverse conditions. And that was one of the conversations I had with the quarterbacks, with the long snapper, with the center, Josh Myers. And that is, you have to be ready for that kind of weather. It could happen during the course of the season. So I think that will be the explanation as to why they stayed out. I'm still not sure that it was worth the risk that there was to those players.
Jason, so Packers bloggers are all abuzz over the possibility of maybe a white Packers alternate helmet being used this season. What are you hearing about this?
So here's what's interesting about this, because for a while the NFL had this rule citing player safety, that if you did a different uniform, you still had to keep your same helmet for safety concerns because guys are specially fitted for their helmets. And I heard that and I thought, well, just fit them for another helmet. Is that, you know, $15 billion company? Like, what are we doing? But so, yes, I know that there's a lot of excitement about that. I know there's other teams that have other helmet plans. I know, for example, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were finally able to wear the old Bucko Bruce helmet instead of their. What's interesting about this, though, is that, and I think you've heard the same thing, obviously this idea of these white helmets. The Packers, it's always throwback stuff when it comes to different uniforms, right? It's always reaching back into history, and there is part of me I would just love to see them do something really, really fun and futuristic. Instead, I know they've got a rich history, but it would be really fun for them to get to the point where they can do something kind of looking into the future and try something new.
I'm glad you said that, because that's kind of how I look at it. Vince and I are a little indifferent on whether or not this helmet looks nice or not, but I just appreciate them trying something like this. Like, why not go for it? And you wear it twice, maybe at most, and who cares?
Yeah, and it's funny. I think back to, you know, some of their throwbacks. I remember on Thanksgiving they had these like really ugly brown taupe colored pants.
Yeah, horrible.
And poor Mike Daniels sweated through them, and it looked like he'd had a bit of an accident on the field. But they still wore the weird yellow helmets. And then there was a time where they like painted them brown, so they looked like leather helmets.
Yeah.
I mean, this is fun. It's different, and anything that gets your fans excited, you need to do more of it, not less.
Okay, last thing for you, Wildy. Jordan Love, I mean, what's up, man? Day three.
He was soaking. He was, again, I know I praised him and talked about his teammates' support yesterday, but he was out there in the monsoon like the rest of us. Like, he had the white T-shirt, long-sleeve T-shirt on, and it was soaked all the way through. I will say this, the offense lost to the defense yesterday, and my favorite part of the practice was one of the defensive players when the offensive guys had to do push-ups. Somebody yelled, "Come on, Love, you got to do the push-ups too."
In fact, it's your fault.
And he did.
Yes,
all right.
Exactly.
ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wildy instead of Mark Tauscher. Tausch is out this week. We'll talk again tomorrow, Jason.
Can't wait. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Heads up, if you would like to see what this alternate helmet may look like, just text the word helmet to the WDTMJ Talking text line, 855-616-1620.